It is just a word. This is Monk Allen speaking. It is just a word. Yes, words are important because words are based on our thoughts. And I know to say just is not that a word we are using here at the University of Healing, but I've tried all my best to avoid it, and it is so significant that I put it in this morning in this title. It's just a word. Why are we training here at the University of Healing self-discipline? Because everything is based on our thoughts. And when we are training self-discipline, it's reflecting our thinking. Whatever we do is reflecting our thinking. Yesterday in the mail, I found a little booklet which is called Hope. And it's positive thinking from Guidepost. And I opened it and I thought it is a real lovely booklet, well done and with some significant pictures, and I will show it and give it around later on. But when I opened it, I read the following. And I just read a page and a half of it. You know the old saying that where there is life, there is hope. But I know a better one. Just turn it around. Where there is hope, there is life. You are never defeated. You are never beaten down as long as you have hope. And true hope, hope that saves, is hope in God. It isn't blind hope or egotistic hope, but hope in God. It is God who gives power. God is the great renewing force. Get God in your heart. If He comes in, hope comes in. Keep this thought in mind as difficulties and sorrows and sickness and trouble come up upon you. Keep in mind that, like spring, hope always comes back. And so on. Now I thought, this is a beautiful booklet, and it is written by Norman Vincent Peale. And his wife is promoting this booklet and wants to send it out in all over the world and in old folks' home, in hospitals, and she wants to distribute it. And I thought, oh my God, if she would just change that word hope. It's just a word, but it is an important word. And when I read through this whole booklet, the word hope, which is a cause put into motion, but it is a cause of doubt. And I say, I hope I become healthy or wealthy. I have a doubt about it. It's not one-pointed thinking. So I said to myself, so nicely and lovingly this booklet is done, and he is Norman Vincent Peale, he was and is very known and is very much appreciated and respected. But the word hope, how it is used by all the people, is really not used in the meaning of the word. Because when the people say these things, they don't hope. They really believe that they are whole and perfect. And if they take these words out of this booklet, which are very powerful words, and beside the hope, there's naturally God outside, but it can be corrected, this booklet, in few sentences, few changes. And it is just gorgeous, just beautiful, especially with the pictures next to it. It's just a word, but it is an important word. And that's why we are training here at the Absolute Monastery and the University of Healing the use of words. We are constantly saying, watch your words, watch your thinking. And it's not only the words, also the phraseology. Everything we are training here is pure self-discipline. And I was almost ready to take the phone yesterday and call, and then I thought, oh, it's Norman Vincent Peale. Well, don't put your nose in it. Just speak your word. Just put a cause into motion. And it surely is assisting a lot of people and giving them a direction, those who have lost their way or have lost their determination or they lost their way of life or their inspiration of living. They surely get an inspiration with this booklet, because there's a lot of love in it. And so when I just can see the sparkle this booklet can give to those who touch it or read it, who maybe are totally in the dark, and find light and find the sun and find an inspiration, go for it. And I just say, we are so blessed that we have here a school where every word is put really on the scale. And in our vocabulary, in my consciousness, the word hope is totally cancelled. So let's just make a choice in our words and know that hope is a doubt, and we don't want to use words who bring doubt. We want to use words which say one-pointedly what we want to achieve. I know this is the word we want to use. Instead, I hope, I know.
I love you.